Mark, first of all, congratulations on just an unbelievable effort. How does it feel to be back after all this time in Newcastle?
I'm so relieved to be back. It's been a difficult 100 days in America. I've been through such a torrid time at various points, although I've enjoyed it. But my initial thought is I'm relieved to be back, and I'm very excited to see all these well wishes and people who are here to greet me. That's fantastic, really.
You didn't really think there was going to be no one here to see you, did you?
Well, I thought two or three, and maybe there's a couple of dogs here and there, and that's what I honestly thought.
I think the last time I saw you was at St James's Park a while back, and you're half the man that I saw then. How has it been physically? It must have just been... I cannot imagine how hard.
Yeah, it started off... I needed sort of 80% physical strength, 20% mental strength, and that was flipped right on its head by the end of the run. You know, it was the mental strength that I needed. The physical side had taken care of itself. I'd lost over 5 stones, so... But that said, you know, physically very tough. The Rocky Mountains, the deserts, the Mojave Desert, 1,000 miles on Route 36. You know, it was all tough, you know, so I can't underestimate what I've done, really.
And I imagine there's a million and one highlights, but is there anything that particularly stands out in your mind?
Two things, really. One, the first one, climbing to 11,300 feet in the Rocky Mountains of Berthoud Pass. That was spectacular in Colorado. The second was the finish, accompanied by the New York supporters branch, the Toon Army over there, running through Manhattan and Brooklyn through some very dangerous areas. They saw me safely to the end. It was a 60-mile day, and that will always stick out, really, I think, as the highlight, the finish. It was such a... I couldn't have written a better finish if I was a scriptwriter. It was just perfect, really.
You had a fantastic time. We've seen all the pictures on Twitter and so on, you know, the coin toss at the Columbus Crew game and so on. And you'll get to round it all off as well at St James's Park with a walk out onto the pitch again.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to getting on the pitch. Receiving the applause from my fellow Geordies, that's going to be... another thing that I will take away from this run and treasure forever. So really looking forward to getting to St James's Park tomorrow.
I'd imagine that the support, especially during what must have been some very low points, has been really helping to get you through the whole thing. You know, so many people back home and the people over there as well.
Yes, I mean, in this day and age of social media, that's really helped, you know. I'm getting thousands of tweets on Twitter, there's Facebook messages. I've also got Mark Fleming and Dave Fairlamb, personal trainers. They're my mentors. I was in constant contact with them over the last 5 days when I almost lost the mental battle, really. You know, it really got to me at the end. So there was the support network that I've got in place. Looking back now, I really couldn't fail, you know, from a mental point of view. It was just a case of doing the physical side and getting across the country, really.
And of course, the biggest thing, as well as the achievement, is the money that's been raised for two causes I know are very dear to you.
Yes, St Benedict's Hospice cared for my mother when she had cancer. She lost the battle in St Benedict's Hospice, unfortunately. And ever since then, I've tried to repay the debt of gratitude that I feel towards the hospice staff, the doctors and nurses. They did a fantastic job. And I'll continue to repay that debt of gratitude as long as I can. And the Children's Foundation, people should look into what they do and the projects that they've researched and funded over the years. Another fantastic charity that touches the lives of tens of thousands of children over our region over the years, you know, and long may that continue.
Whilst you've been away for the past week or so particularly, it's been a very difficult time here, but the fact that there are brilliant people, yourself and many others in the northeast, have really kind of galvanized the feeling of Geordie pride. That must be something that you're very pleased with.
Yes, and that's something that I picked up on when I was in the USA. While the rest of the country were running wild, I believe that there were cinema showings in the streets up here, people enjoying themselves, and you know, Geordies, you know, are passionate people. They know how to conduct themselves. I'm one of those people, and we've just showed the country what we're all about, really.
Anyone could forgive you for stopping now and having a bit of a rest, but doesn't seem you, really.
Yes, I better not say too much because my wife will be listening to this at some point. I would have thought I need to speak to my family, speak to Dave and Mark, my mentors. Where do I go from here as a fundraiser? Where do I go from here as a runner? Lots of questions that need answering away from this particular run, but I don't think you've seen the last of Run Geordie Run, that's for sure.